did musician.
I can't either, but I think I was confusing. What I meant to say was musician.
I was, for me, it was a tie.
But listen, but you know the difference, right? You know why I have strong feelings about all of them. And also, truthfully, though, the whole caveat is that I really like all of the people that are on my list of men in professions you should not date.
Yeah. And you've had, we've all had.
And, you know, I'm always, who isn't drawn towards the sexy creative type?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's input, Sim.
See, this is when he pretends to listen.
I would like to be, or I would like to write some scenes for you.
Would
guys.
You?
Yeah.
Would you like to be a writer for Unqualified?
I would like to be a writer for Unqualified, and I would like to write some scenes that you could do cold reads with other people. I think I would be really good at
Let's
that.
Let's do it. Can you? Why don't we?
Can I write?
Will you write one for? Will you write one for our next guest?
Yes. If you,
I'll give you a list of
give
guests.
Give me a list. I will write a scene. And it would be so fun to have you both. You didn't see this before, or did you see it before?
No, we worked on it together.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. So I want you to hire to have
and give Anna the cold read. Yeah.
Well,
okay.
So this is a new script written by Allison Janae. And
Do you want to be? Should we do it one more time? Now that you're a little warmed up, come on. I know
she
we
has to. She didn't have to
just
leave.
Just one read.
Fine.
Of this.
Yeah. Do you want to be Pam or Todd? You can be do Pam, but I really think that you have to sell every joke.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Wait, should we laugh after everything she says, or this time we're silent?
No, we laugh. We laugh.
We laugh? Okay. Interior, Jen's kitchen, night.
Whoa. They must have high expectations.
Yeah, right.
I'll send you both congratulatory bouquets on opening night. You think?
All you see here are eight suckers with a dream.
Why did you put up with that heat shield? It's the usual hospital stuff. I guess you didn't use the eye mask I gave you for your birthday.
Well, it would have been useful if my eyes worked.
You want to hear a song your daddy and I just made? Fuck you, you little shit. You little shit. I cannot even stand you. What?
Please stop.
Shit, I'm sorry. Not the insane clown posse.
Pam rips off her shirt and shows her tits.
Scene, motherfucker.
She just completely won another Emmy with that.
I just fucking got that shit nailed down. Don't even try to give that part to anybody else. Oh my God, that was ridiculous. I felt so empowered by that reading. I got so...
Yeah!
Yeah!
Wow.
That's taking a joke and diving her right into the
that's
deep
how to
end.
Sell. That's how to sell.
Can we have
a joke?
Jamie just direct and video it? You guys just, and we'll put it up online next time you guys are on set.
Yes, that's happening.
All right.
That is happening.
Okay, perfect. We do have to call a couple of people. We're going to start right now. You know what? We're calling Australia. We haven't called Australia in.
What time is it there?
It's, I think, 7 a.m.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she's waking up for us. Her name is Sarah. She's 24 and she's in Queensland.
Hello?
Sarah, it's Sim.
Hey, how are you going?
By the way, Anna, say hi.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, you're so sweet, too. I think it's really early there. You're so kind to take a call from us.
No, it's okay.
And guess what? Like, my dear and best friend here, besides Sim, is my dear friend Allison Janney.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Allison.
Good morning. Do you have your coffee yet, or are you just literally getting out of bed?
I... literally just woke up, but that's
oh
okay.
God, I'm so sorry, you poor thing.
Good morning.
I like woke up in the middle of the night and I was getting really worried, so it was nice to just wake up. So
did you have a sleepless night? I hate that. I have those all the time.
It's okay.
All right.
Tell us what's going
Sarah,
on.
Sarah, I'm going to tell you a little bit because we're going to really try and help you here. Sarah's wondering if she should break up with her boyfriend.
Oh.
So let's hear the details and let's really seriously help her and decide.
I love this. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically I've been with my boyfriend for just like 6 months. And before that we were friends for like years and years and years. And the whole time we've been dating, it's been really hard to spend time together because he works like 6 days a week, and we live like across different cities, but I come up here for studies and stuff like that. So we do manage to spend a few days a week together. But it means he hasn't really been able to spend time with my family or my friends. And so all the time they've all been like they're not really approving because they don't really know him. And they're always like, where is he? Why isn't he hanging out with us? He doesn't like us. And so it's just been really hard to sort of reconcile how he fits in with my family and my friends. But lately he's not been working as much and he's had like a bit more spare time. But now I'm feeling like he doesn't even want to hang out with me either. And when we do hang out, he's like not interested and not like valuing what I have to say. And I just feel like he's hanging out with me out of like obligation.
How far away do you guys live? How far away do you live apart from each other? Like how, where, what's the distance, the time zone?
Well, at the moment it's about like an hour, but next year I'm about to move to like a rural town that's going to be an hour and a half away. And I'll be working 6 days a week one week and then 4 days a week the next week.
Okay, so I guess always, and I want to get into some detail stuff here in a minute, but is like, is he making you happy? I mean, it sounds like he's not, right?
Yeah. Up until like sort of a week or so ago, he has been making me happy, and then something sort of just switched and I don't know what it was. And it sort of made me take a step back from everything and think like, have I always sort of felt like this, but just sort of like swept it under the rug, and sort of now I'm seeing how everything that my family and friends have been saying to me the whole time.
Well, what happened? Like, so you guys were friends for so long. So what happened? What turned it into like a romance?
Mm-hmm. Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, so it was sort of like we were living further apart, and then I moved up here to where he lives, and then he had a girlfriend, then I had boyfriends, and then everything just sort of happened at the same time where I'd been away and I came back, and then we were hanging out every single day nearly.
Were you sort of crushing on him when you were in your other relationship? Like, were you always sort of like drawn to him, or was it sort of like, oh, I guess this is a thing of convenience?
I would always hang out with him, and always my boyfriends would be jealous of him. And like, even my mum was like, I always thought you two would get together and stuff like that. Like,
oh, your mom? Okay, so back in the day, your mom liked him. The people around you liked him.
What's his, can I just ask what his job, what does he do? What's his, and how old are you guys? How old is he and how old are you and what's his job?
Yeah, so he's 25 and I'm 24.
Okay.
His job, I was telling Sim, his job does not pay well at all. He gets paid like 20,000 US per year. Yeah, his job is working with like one of the big football teams here.
And when you say football, you mean soccer? Okay.
Or she could mean Aussie rules football.
No, NRL. Rugby league. Yeah.
Oh, rugby. Okay. And what does he do for them? What does he do for them specifically?
He's like a sports scientist, and he was even doing his PhD earlier this year, but he quit that because it was just too difficult.
Sounds like a good job. It only pays 20 grand.
A sports scientist. I still am.
Yeah. Well, and that, but I also like it that you're asking those questions, Allison, because I wonder if, and maybe this is going too far off track, but I wonder if being around a lot of athletes who maybe mm-hmm. like a lot of like sort of
yeah.
that culture and traveling a lot mm-hmm. and probably lots of people yeah. are hooking up with lots of other people. Yeah. And are you worried that he's cheating on you?
No, he doesn't have time for it.
Okay. That's good to know. That's great.
I've known lots of busy men who found a way to cheat.
That's true. Yeah,
but I don't think that's the case though here.
But something has happened. He's changed. He's not as on board now that he has more free time. He's not.
Yeah.
He's not. Some things you need to. You need to definitely have a talk with him about because I don't know what. I mean, moving forward together. It sounds like you both are in different places in your career. What do you do?
I'm finishing optometry. I'm going to be an optometrist.
Okay. And
your new job is even further away, so you guys are going to be spending more and more time apart. Do you think that he is resentful that you may be moving away? Like is he feeling...
Yeah.
Does he feel threatened by that you're moving away, so even further away from him, and he doesn't feel like you're committed 100%? Maybe you both are sort of not sure about each other's level of commitment in this relationship, about what that would mean if you were both all the way in. Are you... I mean, you can't. Yeah, have you thought about moving into the town where he is? Have you even had that kind of conversation where you talk about, like, I think we should be... You don't live together, but you obviously are...
Yeah, well, the town where he lives is actually where I study. So I would have loved to have been able to get a job here, because, like, it's where my sister is living and she's getting married next year and everything. But just really hard to find a good quality job here. Basically, where I'm going to be working next year, I get to sort of challenge myself and practice a lot of new skills, and they're happy to train me in sort of new skills and that sort of thing. But then in a couple of years, they want to bring another practice back down here.
My opinion is it's so important for you to not question your, like, the prioritizing of your career right now. You're in your 20s. It's hugely important, as you know, like, and you're doing it. So don't question that part. I think that is, that's sort of what you have to do in your 20s. And it also, it's like an important part of life. And if your partner doesn't understand career prioritization, then, you know, that's in my opinion, sort of that speaks to a much bigger issue. So I'm glad that you are doing that, and I think you're making the right decision, and the person that will be your love and true love will understand that very much. And I talked to Allison and Sim a lot about this, that when I was in my 20s, it felt like I wanted a long-term relationship, because it felt like, okay, at least I have that thing done. I've got that checked off the list. That was a mistake on my end, because I wasn't ready for it. I wasn't mature enough for it. I would recommend to anyone in their 20s, man, woman, anybody, to not feel like the pressure of needing to be in a long-term relationship or needing to get married or needing to sort of have that one thing done, because then, you know, end up like me, who's been divorced, but now I'm happily married. So I don't know. There's always light at the end of the tunnel, I suppose. But anyway, I don't know. Right. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel like you guys are at the beginning of your lives and your careers, and I don't think it sounds like this is a time where you can, where you feel confident enough to make a decision. It doesn't even feel like you're questioning that. You have to go where your career is taking you right now. And if you guys move further apart, then that's just what happens in life. And you appreciate what you have or had or what you can have with him, but you don't put too much pressure on yourselves to define it and say, we are, you know, I think the you have to look after your own interests right now, and maybe you guys will.
And you even though you've known each other for a long time, 6 months is too early for him to be exhibiting these patterns.
I think so too.
Like
he seems a little afraid. I think he's a little afraid of what you might expect.
Afraid and defensive, and it bothers me that you're still not in I mean, everyone, every relationship is going to go through rocky times or whatever, but 6 months is too early for it to be
not feeling right.
Yeah. For him to be making you feel bad.
Yeah.
And I would definitely trust your friends and family on this. And get their feedback.
Yeah, at first I was like, wait, ease up, friends and family, because he's so far away. I wouldn't judge him too quickly, but maybe they're seeing something that, you know, that he did, that ultimately is not, doesn't really want to put in the time to be, you know, I don't think he's maybe looking for a, you know, I think it was easy to fall into something with you because you've been friends and you were there and it was kind of a nice moment that you two had, but I don't know that it's building up to anything that's going to be lasting, but you shouldn't beat yourself up about that. It has nothing to do with you. I feel 100% sure. You seem like a lovely girl, and
I've you know, I'm so guilty of trying to make a bad thing work for a really long time. Yeah. And I feel like I kind of missed out on some life experiences.
Are you a competitive person, would you say? I just say a lot of people get hung up with
Anna?
you
Sarah.
I don't think I am, no, but he is.
Okay. Just wondered sometimes.
Yeah, no, but I think I'm a perfectionist. Okay. Definitely.
All right,
Sarah. Yeah.
We've got.
No, I was just going to agree with you guys, and I just from talking to you yesterday, my gut's also telling me that it might be time to move on.
I know. It's interesting, Sarah. In the first like minute of you talking, I felt like it. And I know I shouldn't be maybe so blunt, but my first thought was like, she needs to break up with him.
And usually you go with your gut's usually the right.
I just think that it's too early for him to be making you feel doubt and guilt and bad.
I agree. You deserve better.
And
you don't.
I just focus on like the level of happiness, you know, if he's making you feel happier, more than unhappier.
Then it's
something to really examine. But if the majority of the time he's making you feel bad and
ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you know that he had time to come spend with you and he chose not to, I mean, it sounds like you know that he had some free time and he didn't want to, then that he is definitely not wanting to
and not
take
wanting
this to
like
another.
Impress like family and friends or at least like spend time, like invest in, I don't know, Sarah. I think that I know that you're moving to a small town and you may be feeling like, oh, are there going to be people to date and, you know, whatever. But I will tell you that there are, and they are out there, and you should never like settle for something just because there might not be something better out there. You know what I mean?
And maybe you can still have your friendship with him. If you guys have been friends way before that, maybe you can sort of transition back into it.
No.
Okay, I'm getting away.
Sim and I are the only heterosexual people that are allowed to be friends with each other.
I know. I haven't been able to be friends with any of my exes either, but you know, it doesn't sound like anyone's done anything awful that he's not. I just think maybe he doesn't know what he wants yet and doesn't want to hurt your feelings. And
I would just say, like, don't second guess your own strength, you know? You don't need to be bullied into a relationship or made to feel, you know, manipulated or, you know, like I talk about this all the time. It's so boring. I'm so sorry. But my mom always said, be selfish in love. And I never really understood that until I was in my 30s. But I wish I had earlier, you know, I wish I had understood that what that meant. And I think it means like valuing yourself. And also, Alice and Janie has horrible eyesight, so I'm going to send her to you.
I do. I have on a pair of glasses that are way outdated. I can't even see who I'm to. Is that you, Anna? I didn't even know I was sitting next to
her. She always tells me how pretty I am because I'm just so blurry.
Sarah, thank you so much.
Hey, Sarah, I hope we helped. It was vague advice.
No, thank you.
But just trust your gut on this one.
Absolutely. And trust yourself.
We love you, and I'm proud of you for pursuing your dreams, and keep your eye on the prize. And
yeah, keep your eye on the prize.
There's lots and lots and lots of men out there that I know would love to be with you. Life is too short to feel bad.
Bye, Sarah. Have a great day.
Bye, Sarah. Thank you for
coming. Bye. Thank you.
I love Australia and I love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
We have one more call. I know you have to go. But we have time for one more? It's 2 o'clock.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Should we do the call on our own? And
I think Allison, can you do 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I just wanted to be able to feel comfortable with, do you want?
Yeah, maybe.
So I know our callers are really excited to talk to Allison.
I think I might, I couldn't get, figure out exactly.
It's time.
It's
6 months.
And she is where, and you are moving where. And
if it's not working after 6 months, then it's time. She's 24. Yeah. Time to cut the cord.
Man, it's so much easier said than done, right?
I know.
I don't know. I was like, truly, I was just at that age. I don't know. It was so much less about me. Well, it was all about me, I guess. Still is, maybe. But I was so concerned about the guy liking me. Oh, that's a beautiful drawing.
Oh,
I don't know
nice.
What that is.
This is my doodling. Well, I was trying to be that guy who does the, you know, the readings,
the
psychic
readings,
and he draws down and he gets information.
Who is that guy?
The guy, Tyler Henry, the guy who does the psychic.
I don't know. I don't know.
You guys know what I'm talking about. He's on television. Tyler or whatever. He's like a huge
Tyler
phenomenon.
Perry.
No. He does the readings with people, Hollywood people. And he did one with Jamie Presley. And he sits there and he looks down into his thing. And he writes and he gets information.
We should have him. Can we have him on the show? It sounds like it'd be fun to get.
Someone was going to speak through
really
my.
It would be really fun. But
you
I almost
should.
We should.
Tyler Henry
show, right?
is his name. Tyler Henry.
Do you know him?
No, but I want to. I want to have a session with him because he seems like.
Okay, so why don't you come back? We'll have the cast of
that might be good.
You got some
mom,
big ideas, Sim.
And then we'll also have the guy and give readings to everyone.
Well, yeah, he might be too expensive.
Let's call Katie right now.
All right. Thank you so much.
And Katie is
where is she?
She's in Michigan, and she's 22.
Michigan. 22. Already. Break up.
This is actually more of a career advice question.
Okay. Right.
Hey, Katie, it's Sim.
Hi, Katie, it's Anna.
Hey, Katie, it's Allison.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little hungover, but I'm pretty good.
Wow. What's that like? We've never felt that way.
Oh,
never.
Goodness,
yeah.
Never.
Guys, this is actually time sensitive for a couple of reasons. Well, we have a little bit of time to spend because Allison has to leave, but this is a time sensitive question for Katie as well because she has to make a big decision quickly. Okay, so Katie, you got an offer for your dream internship. Walk us through why you're unsure if you should accept it.
Okay, well, I guess I should start from the beginning. I met a guy on Tinder and he seemed like a nice guy. We met in public the first time. And then he invited me over to his house, like, later in the week. And he just was very, like, aggressive, like, sexually towards me. And I just wasn't really feeling it. Like, I just asked if we could, like, take it slower. But he did not want that at all. So I ended up leaving.
Good.
And,
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Like, he wouldn't even, like, drive me back to my apartment. He, like, basically just, like, made me, like, walk home because he was so, like, pissed I, like, wouldn't have sex with him. And so then later, well, before this even happened, my professor, she told me that, like, I was going to have a chance to interview with this big, like, internship that I wanted. And so when I walk into my interview, the guy who was my interviewer was the guy on Tinder
that I met. Oh,
my
God.
Yeah. So that was like, I honestly thought I was like in a movie. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, how could that happen? Like, and like, this is like we talked about, like, we're in the same major. Like, how can you like that? Like, just kind of like mention that. Like, it's kind of crazy. And yeah, so I don't know what to do because he's kind of a creep and I'm gonna have to, he's gonna be my boss basically.
I just feel like you shouldn't jump in there. I don't, unless there's anyone else you can have as an ally in there. If he's your boss, you have to directly report to, this is just going to be an ongoing.
But this is a stepping stone opportunity. Yeah. Like, this is also a temporary thing that could lead to bigger and better opportunities.
All right. So if you do it, you can always quit. So that's, there's always that. You can get in it. If he starts being aggressive in a bad way, you have recourse. There are things you can do.
Like, because in LA, I don't know, there's definitely lots of awkward positions that aren't necessarily dissimilar, where sort of this shit like bleeds, you know, whatever. There is such a thing as like casting couch, and I know it very well. But but how do you think I got this podcast? So I don't think you should give him the power of turning this job down. If you think it's a good opportunity,
and he's offered it to you, this man has offered it to you. And have you talked? Have you mentioned? You haven't had any mention of what happened before, or you know, we're not going to.
Yeah. What did he say when you saw him?
Like, I started laughing because I just couldn't even like believe it was happening, and he offered me the job right away. He was like, "Oh, I would definitely hire you."
He's going to continue to try and fuck her.
Yes, but that is, sadly, that is the story of like most women in any profession. I know that sounds like,
but you don't have to.
Sucks,
don't for a minute feel like you have to.
No,
with
no,
them to
not
do,
at all. But
I don't want you to be in
but
that.
What I'm
position.
Saying is that this won't be an unusual thing in anyone's career path necessarily. So
So does she like stick it out?
Do you like the idea of this job? I mean, Katie. I mean,
this is what everyone in my major like wants to do.
Then
like
you
this
have
is a great
to do it.
Opportunity. Yeah,
then you I have
know.
To do it. You can't let this fucking creep stop you. But I do think there are definitely ways you can protect
yourself.
You
have to have strong boundaries and not be afraid to stick to them.
Get to know the HR. Is there an HR department?
For sure.
This guy can't mess. If he does this, he can be, this will, you know,
I would,
this is serious.
My practical advice truly would be, accept the job. This is a great opportunity. It's a dream job of yours, but immediately get to know, you don't have to report anything necessarily at all right now, but introduce yourself to the HR department.
And you do not meet him for drinks to discuss whatever he would. If he says things, you say,
No,
I can't do that, but I can meet you for coffee in the office tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you have to just make sure you have strong boundaries.
I would just make sure that she's very familiar with people like in that kind of management world. Just introduce yourself. Like, hi, I'm coming on board. It's really nice to meet you, HR department. So in the event that things start to, you know, get one of those 50 shades of gray, That's what I always say. That was my catchphrase originally. Uh-huh. But I'm serious though. Like, make sure that you feel like, okay, this is exactly the door that I knock on.
Question for both of you. So the first is, how long should, let's say the first time, maybe the first week he does something inappropriate or says something inappropriate, does she report him right away, or does she wait until it happens a couple of times? How soon should she report him?
I think if she starts should just, to feel, at first, if he does something, she should say to him, hey, look, I really want this job, but this is not happening here. And if you have a problem with that, then we should talk, but this is not, I think you start with him. If he does something inappropriate, you go to him and you say, you know, I really ask you not to do that again. And if he does something, then you take it somewhere else. But I would definitely be very, very, tread very carefully. But I do like the idea of, this is something that you've always wanted to do. Maybe he'll turn out to be, maybe he'll, I don't know. Maybe there's a miracle here.
I do want you to make sure that you at least know who you turn to. And make sure that you just introduce, you know what I'm saying? Like, know the people that you turn to in the event that, but, you know, all of this stuff is like a
5 mile walk. He made you walk 5 miles home and he didn't take you home?
Yeah, he's a fucking dick.
Yeah, I had to walk very far.
Katie, I mean, the sad truth is, like, through the course of your life, and like, I know that so many listeners out there can relate to this idea that there's going to be a lot of blurry lines in the climb to the top, and it's
the, keep your side of the street clean, as they say.
Yeah But also, I mean, make sure that, you know, you never, of course, you don't sound like you're a victim in any way, but make sure that you just make sure that you know how to have, who's gonna have your back when the shit goes down, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure.
But I would definitely not accept this job because of this guy. You know, don't let him have that fucking power. Fuck that dude.
You're right.
Fucking 5 miles. I hate him.
You guys, this is perfect advice. This is, you have to do it.
You have to. Really, like, it's a depressing, but maybe potentially reassuring, that so many people go through this exact same path. And but that's why they have departments like human resources. And that's how you can sort of prepare yourself. But
and the voice record on your iPhone.
Sim's girlfriend is a brilliant lawyer, and she would advise, make sure you keep documentation of everything.
Good call.
So if anything does, like, definitely document everything.
Yeah, don't ever just have emails and so there's paper trails and evidence of.
Just
and if you have those text messages from Tinder, take screenshots of those.
Totally.
So you have.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, just so you have. You don't need. You know, it's not, you're not ready for the battle yet necessarily, but take the job and live your dream, and don't let any.
Don't let some. Asshole. Sex addict, crazy boss.
Thanks so much. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Katie, best of luck, and thank you so much for your call. It's so important.
Good luck, Katie.
Yeah, thank you guys. I really am going to take your advice.
Good. Let us know.
All right, we'll do.
Bye, Katie.
Bye, Katie.
That's such a thing. Oh, God. I totally feel for
her. What a strange predicament. And
familiar.
Good advice, guys. Good advice.
Good.
Uh-oh. Did you see what Sim just did?
It's that time again.
I know.
I'm sad.
Say.
I actually, you know, I really, I'm sad that Allison is leaving.
I am too. I wish I could stay here all day.
I wish we could just hang out
just
with us
phone calls
all day.
And talk. And
Allison, do you want to go pee together?
I would love that. I was just thinking. If only Anna would offer to take me to the bathroom.
So you guys are going to go pee together right now.
Yeah. She loves to watch me pee.
Yeah.
Have you seriously?
She's got a weird urethra thing.
Oh.
She doesn't know where it is. And I have to show her every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the other hole.
Oh my.
There's a few of them down there.
Okay. You know what? I thought we were going to keep that our little secret, but I guess not. Sim?
Before we go, Mom is coming out.
Season four is premiering this Thursday.
Congratulations.
I mean, this is not going to air before then, is it?
I think we might try to.
No, season premiere will already have aired when this releases.
October 27th was our season premiere. Moms, Thursday night at 9 p.m. What time?
Western Northern Lights time.
Pacific.
East Coast, Pacific. And
Central will be 8 p.m.
at 8 and East Coast 6.
I just fell asleep.
No, that's not how it works.
Well, I see, this is what I'm so saying. I don't understand.
It would work like that if it was a cable show.
I don't understand how the telephone works.
Well, no one
works,
watches, no
I don't
one watches
understand.
Anything. No one
East
watches
Coast
anything.
Pacific time.
Yeah, people
Central,
are going to DVR it anyways.
Coast, whatever. Just watch it.
Just watch the show. It's an amazing show.
And if anyone has any relationship questions, call Alice and Jenny at 555. Mm-hmm.
5555. That's a lot of fives.
And follow us on Unqualified on all social media.
Oh, yes, yes.
Except for Snapchat.
Wait, oh, yeah.
Why not Snapchat?
Because we haven't figured out how to use it.
Oh, my God. That's like my favorite.
Yeah, it's
Snapchat.
Hard. It's really difficult.
Especially that filter with the beautiful
Maybe you
garland around your head that makes you look so pretty. It gives me unrealistic expectations of my...
Let's close out with the final word, urethra. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Urethra!
Oh my God.